need a
thank
lot
you, Regine.
Oh. To make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, give my baby. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
So there are two really good Elvis tunes, Richie, for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, this is one. Oh, come on.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh, here comes Santa Claus. Yeah.
And,
Santa Claus.
And by the way, it's the first time I haven't seen Elvis in the top 10 list of the
That's
Sounds
okay.
of Christmas time. Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Roberta Fasanelli wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll be here live tomorrow morning to enjoy the day, and then New Year's Day will be here as well. I think, am I here? Well, we have the two ladies here. I don't know what we're doing on New Year's yet, Richie.
I will
know?
Be a shell of myself.
Tomorrow or
tomorrow
New Year's?
Because, tomorrow, because I'm cooking. I've got people over, but I will be here with you. But New Year's, you might be on your own.
Yeah,
really?
You're on your own New Year's, Doug.
Because it's a fair switch. I figure, like, I work for Rich because I know he has kids. So I feel like on Christmas, you know what, I'll suck it up and I'll come in even though I'll get, like, 2 hours of sleep. But on New Year's, I feel like he has to do that for me.
Really?
Because he has kids.
The
challenge
is the
how that goes? Do you see how that goes?
I'll be out of town.
Look at Roberta's like,
nothing new. All right, let's see. What are we doing this hour? In a minute, we're going to meet Kathleen Milner, who is an expert on the Mayan calendar. She has been speaking as well, you can imagine, around the world. She's actually a healer, a medium, and she has tuned into the forces of heaven and nature to understand the Mayan calendar. And this sort of is a page from the playbook we were talking about earlier, for those of you who may or may not have been around, talking about how really the Mayan calendar is the beginning of a lot of great new things. So we'll learn more about the Mayans and the calendar and what really is happening as we go into this new year in a moment or two. And then later on in the hour, we meet, is this the last Christmas star of the day? Oh.
Yeah.
Really? All right, so Mickey Wax. Would you say it's Mickey or Mikey? Mikey, maybe. Mickey, it's M-I-K-E-Y.
No, it's Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, I have Mike.
It says, I have Mike E.
Really?
Yeah. Mike E?
Yeah, M-I-K. No, on one I have Mike, on the other one I have Mikey.
All right, well, that's fine. We'll find
Mikey
out.
MikeyWax.com. Right. Yes,
so,
Mikey.
So Roberta has posted lots of last-minute gift ideas at the Queen of Cheap Box at DougSteffen.com. Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, last-minute shopping tips. There are lots of things going on in the stores today that will make it advantageous if you can get to one or two of them to save some money and prepare yourself well for a great Christmas day. In a moment, as I said, well, let's have a little laughter at 10 after. Want to do that before we meet Kathleen?
Sure.
All right, laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42 MPG Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
Stressing out over all the holiday things you still haven't done? Family planning expert Deb Gygas-Berry has some last-minute tips to help you get organized and get things done. Welcome, Deb.
Good morning, Al. How are you feeling? The race is on to finish everything.
Absolutely. Holidays, man, they can be stressful. So let me ask you, how can we make sure we're taking the time to enjoy the season and family as much as we're running around?
So what I'm doing at my house is I'm turning a task into a fun family event. I'm going to have everyone sit around the table, you know, kind of do this assembly line style. Someone's going to address the envelope. Someone's going to put the stamp on. Someone will decorate with stickers. So we're getting it done, but we're still having some fun in the process. Because, I mean, if you're not having fun, you're kind of missing the whole reason for the season.
No question there. We always seem to forget somebody at the last possible second. What suggestions do you have for a last-minute gift idea?
We often forget our cats, and cats are so important in the life of a family. So I love Fancy Feast. The 3-ounce cans fit perfectly into the stocking. There are 5 varieties. My cats love the Turkey Feast with roasted turkey flavor gravy. But also, if you have a cat lover in your family, you can order a beautiful collectible holiday ornament in the shape of a cat. For over 25 years, Fancy Feast has offered these ornaments as a tribute to the special relationship between cat owners and their cats. So if you go to facebook.com/fancyfeast, you can order that.
If folks are shopping for a lot of people on the list, what kind of ideas do you have for staying on budget for the season?
I really look for a place that has one-stop shopping, and that's why I love Family Dollar. It's a great place for holiday gifting and value. There are tons of name-brand toys that are $10 or less. They have Monster High there. They have a unique line of Kenya dolls. Four are exclusive to Family Dollar. The accessories for the dolls start at $5 and up. For more information, you can go to videopump.tv for lots more tips.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All right. So before we meet Kathleen Milner, there's the story floating around today. Roberta, you'll like this. The story of a woman who lost her husband. So she went to the local newspaper to order her husband's obituary. The editor informed her that there was a charge of 50 cents per word. So she thought about it for a minute and said, okay, let it read, Fred Brown died. The woman's thrift amused the editor, told her that there was a seven-word minimum for all the obituaries in this newspaper. So she thought it over. She turned around, looked at the editor, and said, in that case, let it read, Fred Brown died, golf clubs for sale. Well, that's pretty good.
Bada-bada-bum.
All right, so we've all been talking about the Mayan calendar and all this nonsense about how the world was going to come to the end, the Mayan people jumping off of cliffs, the news media having a field day with people's emotions, completely irresponsible. I wish we'd met Kathleen Milner earlier, because a lot of you, as there are 3 or 4 million people a week that listen to this radio program in some way, shape, or form, could have perhaps had an easier time of it. Kathleen, Happy New Year. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Okay. So you are, as I understand, someone that could be considered to be a medium, a healer, that sort of thing. Is that a good description of you?
Well, I was born with gifts of the spirit, mm-hmm. So yes.
Okay. So then why did you focus on the Mayan calendar particularly?
Well, I studied with a shaman in Mexico. And a long time, this isn't new, this idea that the world was going to end yesterday. And even in my first book, I said, you know, this is not the end of the world. It's the end of a dark age, and it's the beginning of a golden age.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't know how much you know about me, but I'm very much in your camp and in this league of people who look to something new and better. And so that's why I wanted to have you here to go through it a little bit more. In terms of calendars, why don't we just spend a few minutes on the Mayan calendar and the concept, and then sort of let's look ahead a little bit, okay?
Well, the Mayans were great astronomers, astrologers. For example, they had many signs for Venus depending upon what planet was aspecting Venus and how. They progressed the planets and stars ahead in time to December 21st, 2012, and found that our sun was going to eclipse the galactic rift, or the center of our galaxy, the black hole, on that day. The Mayan calendar is actually a great calendar of 26,000 years. And within this 26,000-year calendar, there are smaller calendars. The smallest is the inner calendar. It's a 13-day calendar, and that's the shamanic calendar. The inner calendars, one is for the year, tells them the farmers when to plant, what signs to look for in the sky, when to plant, when to harvest. Then there's the 26,000-year cycle, and that has to do with the progression of the equinox. For example, we are in the age of Pisces. We're in the last years of the age of Pisces. In 2050, we're going into the age of Aquarius. That will end the 26,000-year calendar. The outer calendar, the long count calendar, this is the one that got everybody excited. In the 26,000-year calendar, there are 5 cycles of approximately 5,000 years each. And the last 5,000-year cycle ended on December 21st, 2012, and there's no continuation.
All right, now, so if we go back over the last 5,000 years, what had the Mayans predicted in general and maybe specifically that you can hang your hat on I know that a lot of people say, okay, we're listening to all this, it's all generalities, but I know you've done some things that are pretty specific as to verification of this.
Well, they did predict a golden age, and we know about this from the Native Americans. The Mayan astrologers must have been communication between the northern and southern hemispheres at one point, because the Cherokee Indians knew about the Venus transits on June 6th of this year, and also in 2004. And that's when the sun, or the Venus transits across the sun. And these are very powerfully aspected. Whenever planets square one another, or conjunct one another, or oppose one another, or trine one another, energies are created. Oppositions. Mm-hmm.
Or coming together, either or. I said earlier in the month, December 3rd, December 12th, December 21st, all were important energy days, just because that's what I felt. And they all seem to be, depending on whether you're open to it. And I guess that's part of this whole discussion, isn't it? Whether you want to be open, you can be closed off, you can be upset, you can be, you cannot want to admit that these sorts of things take place, right? A lot of religionists don't want to have you and this message get across because it screws up their own plan to try to control people in their lives.
Right, through fear. And that gut feeling that you have, and a lot of your listeners have, that's what you call it, a psychic ability or an intuitive ability. It's the way for God and God's angels to communicate us. And you're right. Many people have shut this down.
Let's not talk about what you lose. Let's just look forward to the new year. And is there another 5,000-year sort of calendar that we can look at? Because the last 5,000 years in some ways have been great in terms of advancement, but we've also had a lot of disruption on the planet.
Correct. The 5,000-year calendar is starting again. It started on the 22nd. The great calendar, again, will start in 2050. And the Mayans weren't the only ones who saw the end of this age that we're in. And Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce did not predict the end of the world now. They predicted a time of disruption followed by a golden age. Mm-hmm. And each of the Native American shaman in their tribes had prophecies of the same nature, this end of an age of darkness, the beginning of a golden age. We're moving into an age of enlightenment. There's going to be new technologies. You can feel it. You can feel the energy in the air. It's changed.
Yeah.
New ideas, new scientific information, an awareness of our spirituality, that we're not just physical. We have a spiritual body, and so does Mother Earth.
You know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, the announcement was made that there has been work that's continued that most people didn't know anything about, that leads one to believe that there will be a new product from three pharmaceutical companies, a new drug, if you will, that will work against a wide range of cancers to basically self-destruct some molecular thing. So, you know, for those who have been, like me, very cynical about the medical profession as one, these drug companies have been around just making money at the behest of misery, and now maybe there is something that will change. And this is the kind of thing that we're talking about. So we're happy to have the explanation. Kathleen Milner's website, you can go to Kathleen with a K, Kathleen Milner, MILNER.com. Roberta, I know, has already gone there. Jennifer, in her Catholic roots, she'll still go and check it out. Richie, I think, would be interested. Most people listening would be open. Everybody wants a change anyway, so this may be a good way to welcome it in. Find out more about Kathleen's ideas, KathleenMilner.com. Kathleen, thank you for writing, and thank you for speaking. Happy to have you here. Happy New Year.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I thought we were going to start with Better Than Ezra.
No,
that shows you how much I pay attention.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's
better.
The difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me show you the difference.
There we go. Some more of the sounds of Christmas.com. Some of the songs that you haven't heard on the local radio station that plays the same 49 songs over and over and over again. And there are thousands of wonderful Christmas things to wrap yourself around. Amy Grant, you heard The Night Before Christmas, a little of that. Better Than Ezra here, Merry Christmas Eve. Here's Andrew Gold with a snippet from On Christmas Eve.
Bells are ringing from the steeples, falls the snow on the streets below.
I see a pattern to all these songs.
Christmas Eve, Richie.
Yeah. Wow.
Very clever of you.
I'm a rocket scientist.
You are, right. What a genius. Bobby Vinton.
I can't help reminiscing, knowing I'll
did I nail this earlier or not, Jennifer? I didn't even have the list. Bobby Vinton is one of those really wonderful, identifiable voices in the 60s and 70s. And this is from his Christmas effort. I'm trying to remember what he ultimately, he still performs, but he did, he went into some business. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Really?
Very well, yeah, I did very well in it.
I just remember she wore a blue velvet.
Yep, yep. All right, Carly Simon is here.
Carry through the streets a brightly painted star.
Big teeth. The Night Before Christmas from Sounds of Christmas.com. Oh, Richie,
yeah.
You gotta do that. You gotta do it the same for Celine Dion, who's next.
Reindeer Roundup around here.
Reindeer Roundup.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that this is actually listenable. Yeah.
Tolerable. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who the Blue Moon Boys are. Does anybody know who they are?
Yeah.
You know them? We ever had them on?
Let me see. If I'm right, this might be Tom Petty.
Really?
Let me see here. this is a record.
Yeah.
The original Blue Moon Boys was Elvis's band before they became Elvis. No, Scotty Moore and Black.
Black,
but
yeah. Okay.
This isn't them.
All right, the Clovers, we've had them on. Their Magic of Christmas Eve tune. I think we decided we like these guys, if I remember correctly.
This is cool.
Yeah. The cast of Glee has a Christmas LP or an album or a CD or whatever.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Don't care, it's cold outside.
Here's a show I don't get. I know everybody gets really excited. They think it's great. I don't begin to get it.
I don't.
All right, but here's something we can all identify with. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, 1966, recorded a Christmas LP. This is from it. I Believe in Christmas, Christmas Eve. 28 past the hour. Doug's Good Day. We meet our Christmas star of the day in a few moments here on Good Day. Thank you
for messing up with Justin Bieber here, though.
What a puke. Why did you do that?
You spoil the whole movie.
That's a little worm.
Right. Not a worm.
He is a worm. You got the Bieber fever. Admit it, Dudley.
Now, that's 28 minutes. And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Hurry, this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Wax and an original Christmas song on a new holiday EP called And a Happy New Year. It's the song called Perfect Holiday. Rich, you want to crank this up a bit?
To bring all I need, babe, all I want here today.
Can't go wrong with harmonies and horns.
No, I love these guys.
I like it.
Yeah. Mikey Wax.
I dig this.
Has had a couple of albums and EPs released so far in the last couple of years. He's already had songs appear on television shows like Ghost Whisperer and the Real World, the program on MTV. But the one most people immediately recognize is a song called Counting on You, which appeared in several episodes of So You Think You Can Dance, big hit from last summer. I cracked that up, Richie, here. Yeah.
Yeah. Something interesting about this guy.
Yeah. New EP from Mikey Wax. features a couple of cover songs. We'll get into those after we meet Mikey. Mikey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us on Good Day.
Merry Christmas. Good morning. How's it going?
Well, I think we're all right. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Tell us first question, though.
All right, here we go. Richie wants to ask the first question.
Is that your real name?
Mikey?
Yeah, it is my real name.
Mikey Wax.
Whenever I meet people, I have to show them my ID. Nobody believes me. But, yeah, you know, my birth name is technically Michael Wax, but everybody always called me Mikey growing up because I was a little bit of a troublemaker, and then I just stuck.
It sounds to me like you ought to be one of the brothers and or members of the family on Blue Bloods.
I'm the middle child, for better or worse.
So. Right. So am I. So we have that in common. So how'd you get started in music? What's your musical story?
I started playing piano when I was around 8 years old. My dad was a piano player, and he taught me my first piece of classical music around 8 years old, and it always just stuck with me. I really enjoyed, you know, I started writing songs right away. It was kind of, you know, a release for me after school, come home and take all my frustrations out on the piano. And so it just became, you know, the instrument that I love to play. And just
all right, so
me.
Let's see if we can visualize that. You sit, you're frustrated, you sit at the piano and you play chopsticks as hard as you can. Or something like that.
It's kind of funny, you know, like if I did bad on a test or something, I would come home and I would literally... I would take it out on the piano. I broke piano strings when I was like 15. and if you've never seen that happen before, breaking a piano string is nothing like breaking a guitar string. I mean, that thing flies up to the ceiling and as high up as it can go and comes back down.
You can put an eye out with that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel you, man. When I was a kid and I'd come home and just bad day, just lock myself in my room, play the guitar for an hour, 2 hours or something like that, totally in a new mood when you come out. It was great stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, and it didn't just have to be a bad day. You know, I was also a hockey player growing up, and I remember when my hockey team did well, I would write songs about my hockey team. So there you go.
We won!
Yeah, exactly.
The newest top 10 hit called Slapshot.
All right. Yeah, all the songs you just played, they're still technically about my childhood hockey team, just with better lyrics. So.
All right, so let's listen now to Mikey's version. We're having a conversation with a Christmas star of the day today, Mikey Wax, and his version of Winter Wonderland.
Are you listening?
There's a little ukulele there, Rich, I think, isn't it?
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Basic stuff.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird, he sings a love song as we go along.
You have youth going for you, whether you're really young or not, I don't know. But you sound... How old are you?
26.
You are a kid.
Okay. Yeah, see, I find
you're just a little older than Doug.
You're right. I find that impossible to believe because, Doug, listening to these songs during the break, one thing struck me. You got Winter Wonderland, which is, you know, pretty cool. It's up-tempo with the ukulele and kind of happy and fun and everything. And then you have the Counting on You song, which is very current sound. Okay, this sounds like something you'd hear on the local AC station, you know, from a current hit.
But it also sounds like something you'd hear on a television show.
Right, and then he's got the Perfect Holiday with the horns and the harmonies in the background. So there's kind of this different feel to all of the songs. And then the last song that had Wishing You a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Very old school. Very kind of...
I didn't hear this. Practice
very
up.
Very doo-wop.
Yeah.
Paris didn't have anything on you. Does anybody even know who Freddie Paris is, by the way, listening beside me?
Not I.
No. Mikey, do you know who Freddie Paris was?
I'm not too familiar.
No, all right. And Roberta, you remember who Freddie is, the New Yorker? Don't remember.
No.
Yeah,
so how did you get this doo-wop sound? I mean, because you're a young guy. How did you get the doo-wop sound in this song? Yeah.
Richie, the Five Satins.
Oh, the Five Satins, yeah. Okay. I know them.
All right, so, yeah, go ahead, Mikey.
Yeah, we tried to, I did this record with a friend of mine named Bob Stander. He's a great engineer producer on Long Island. And I wrote that song, and basically, like, the Counting on You song and the other songs that you said, you know, fiddle that DC station, whatever, you know, those did get play on those stations. And then I decided to do a Christmas record. I had a couple songs that didn't really fit into contemporary market, but I thought had a vintagey, you know, Christmas classic vibe. And so I based it around that. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the new music that comes out today, even in, you know, when it's, you know, the Christmas market and everything like that, is always done so, you know, modern in a sense. And, you know, it tries to stay in that pop realm. And I thought, well, let's do a little throwback, make it a little retro. But it's still, I think it's still modern in its own way, which I liked. So it was a combination of, you know, classic and today. So I thought, you know, the song just lent itself to that. We dressed it up exactly how I think the song was written for. So it worked really nicely.
Yeah, I like the sound.
It's nicely done. All right, stand by. More from Mikey Wax, who is our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day, celebrating Christmas. And one of the musical side of this is something we can all wrap ourselves around. So more from Mikey in a moment here on Good Day. Let's think for a minute about the pride and respect that you have for a lot of men and women who have served you well to protect your freedoms. And that's why it's important that at this time of year and every time of the year, but as we get close to the end of the year, this may be more applicable to a lot of you who want to have a tax deduction and you're looking for a way to help out an organization like the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Now, these folks at Purple Heart provide so many different services, so many different programs, so much help for veterans. And so under the circumstances, if you're in the same league as many people who support veterans of all sizes and shapes and stripes, if you will, the programs that Purple Service involves themselves in, claims for compensation, getting educational benefits for veterans, medical care, that sort of thing. So this, you may not know about this organization. I just found out about them this year, and I like what they do. So you can help them help a lot of servicemen with the Purple Heart Service Foundation's credo to help all men and women who are veterans. Call 877-743-1631 to make a donation. You can send a car, a boat, whatever has a title. It's all 100% tax deductible. Send cash if you'd like as well. 877-743-1631. They'll be happy to help you out one way or another. Help those people who have helped you. A lot of military people need a little extra, if you know what I mean, and this is the way to help them out. 877-743-1631.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz! And Christopher Gonzalez of Queens, New York, your girlfriend wants 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's the message. We all want you to have a perfect holiday. Go to MikeyWax.com, M-I-K-E-Y. Why do I want to get into Mickey Mouse instead of Mickey Mouse?
Sounds like you should be a DJ instead of an artist.
There's Mikey Wax
on the radio. Yeah. Hey, Mikey Wax, you're spinning the big hits for you.
The power of the play is
holding the hour on the morning show.
The misty Rocky Rats of Ricky Brown. The hits of matter is the matter.
You know what's funny is I would get mad about that if I didn't agree with you.
All right, so you have cracked the iTunes chart. Not only here, but in the UK and Canada, a lot of English-speaking folks like you around the world. Your Christmas EP debuted at number 26 on the iTunes of Charlotte.
It also debuted.
It debuted.
What did I say?
In France, it was debuted.
It debuted.
Here it debuted.
Yes, thank you, Pierre. It debuted at number
20. That was funny.
Okay, yeah. Very nice.
I bet you've never done debuted on anything, had you, Mikey?
So, well, now I have.
Now you've done it, right. So anyway, congratulations. Congratulations, Mikey. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for being here and sharing some of your music with us as the Christmas star.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for airing, you know, me so much to me, and I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. So,
yep.
You know,
Take good care. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Again, his website is Mikey, M-I-K-E-Y, Wax, all one word, MikeyWax.com. Jennifer has followed our winners. We've got some social media activity. Richie, do you want to do this now, or should we do it in a minute?
I'm sorry, Doug, do what now?
Wait a minute, aren't you paying attention to me? I'm the host of the program.
When we come back, we're going to do my social media report.
I was saying goodbye to Mikey and thanking him for joining us.
Very nice.
Beat it.
Okay. So
now, what did you want to do?
We are going to follow Jennifer's social media concerns and present the audience with another mom winner as we're celebrating the 25 years of Good Day.
Right.
$25 Visa gift card to another lucky listener in just a moment here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Did you know the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows? That Twinkies are 68% air? And that rock singer Meatloaf is a vegetarian? These are a few of the obscure yet amazing facts found in the book series Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. That unique book series featuring trivia and short essays on a myriad of subjects with over 15 million books in print is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. We spoke with Editor-in-Chief Gordon Uncle John Javna about the origin of the series and their latest book edition entitled Uncle John's Fully Loaded 25th Anniversary Bathroom Reader.
Uncle John's Bathroom Reader started in 1987 by my brother, John. They say necessity is the mother of invention, and in this case, it's absolutely true. For people who read in the bathroom, and every statistic I've ever seen indicates that most people do, on your way to the bathroom, you're always looking for something fun, something short, something informative, something that will, no pun intended, make you feel like you're not wasting your time. John came to me with this idea, and then he went to visit a bunch of New York publishers, and they all rejected him because they all were nervous about the idea of something, of a book having to do with the bathroom. It sort of made them cringe. And when he got back to California, he found that there was one publisher who thought it was a fun idea. But the good news is that they didn't have any idea or care what was inside the book. They just liked the title. So it gave us the opportunity to put basically anything we wanted into the book, and that's what we did. We put pages of quotations and myths, lots of history and origins, stories, and that's how we started.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
All right, so Jennifer is in charge of facebook.com/Good Day Show, and as such, she's monitoring the $25 Visa gift card Mom Passes, special pass for mom, if we use your special tip of the day, which are listed on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. So before we get to some of the other things that people are having fun with on our social media sites, Jennifer, who's the next winner of the day? Where did Jennifer go?
No, she's waiting for her thing. I didn't know you were doing the mom update. There you go. I thought you were doing the social media update.
Oh, we'll do that together with it.
All right, our production our quality is so good.
It is.
Right. All right, today's
inspirational.
I know. People should look up to us and take lessons. Mm-hmm. All right, our smart mom tip today. What not to do?
Create your own program. Make sure it doesn't sound like this.
Like, right, exactly.
No.
Joan Evans is our winner today. Joan Evans says, give your kids a solid sense of self so they can stand on their own and trust their convictions. Good. Allow them to question anything and resolve things with gentle guidance. She says she has three incredible children who come from a single-parent home. They are launched and prospering in their lives. So, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. And you win $25 Visa gift card from Exergen.
All right, so what else do we have? We had a question today that really kind of gets under people's skin a little bit.
What?
The question about what we're doing for Christmas. What's
your Christmas Eve tradition? What did you do, actually, as a kid, Dougie? What was your Christmas Eve tradition?
Well, we went to my aunt's house in Wellesley, 57 Damien Road. And for the first 9 years of my life, it was something that was very important. Christmas sort of fell apart. My aunt died. And I went to visit her grave the other day, as a matter of fact. I haven't been there for years and years and years. And remembered what Christmas was like as a result of being at her house. So that's my strongest memory of Christmas's past. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's so peaceful around here.
Never.
The breaks are so nice. It sounds
Merry
something
Christmas.
Like this. I hate you, Rich. I hate you, Doc. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Yes. All right. Get that corn cob and see
you're
what we can
dumb.
Do with it. All right. This is
a little stuffing for your stocking.
Thank you very much. Bing Crosby. This is from the original version of Holiday Inn. Certainly sounds like it, actually. Back to 1942 was the biggest Christmas movie of the year. And who doesn't know the song? Everybody does. So we begin our movie moments portion of the program with Chuck Curry, our movie man, with movie music. And we go to our contest, which is the number one movie during this week, or actually during the Christmas season of 1947. That'll give you a little bit of a hint. This is not going to be heavy lifting at all. So we'll have another one. The last contest will be tomorrow, Christmas Day. So if you're ready for this, listen carefully. We have three audio clues from the movie. You figure it out. You call us at 800-510-8255. Before Chucker gives us the results of the box office totals for the weekend, let's get to this. Number one clue is...
Got it.
800-510-8255. And the swell prize is $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial things. It's very cool stuff. Here's the second clue.
If you're really Santa Claus, you can get it for me. And if you can't, you're only a nice man with a white beard, like Mother said.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody knows?
I think they played that about 97 times on AMC this week already.
Yeah. If you don't know what this is, you're really... It's almost like... being anti-human, not knowing what this is. Last.
I won't tell you, I don't know about that.
Really? You don't know?
Let's hear it again.
Next
Christmas
one.
Isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind. Mm. And that's what's been changing. That's why I'm glad I'm here. Maybe I can do something about it.
That is such... that scene...
You know.
That look... That sound, my heavens. Number one movie during Christmas, 1947, is the subject of our contest. 800-510-8255. Chucker has the box office totals, results of weekend viewing at the theaters, if you will, in a moment. Good day.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, Carlo.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
It's Chuck Curry, who's we're actually going to wish Chucker a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. His wife and his daughter deserve nothing
Thank
but
you.
The best.
You
You're welcome. So you are the best. We're happy to have you here every day. What's the story? What do the numbers look like this weekend?
Well, the weekend before Christmas, Doug, generally is pretty shaky, and this is no exception, although movies from Christmas night to New Year's Eve do very, very well. Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, which is the prequel to the Lord of the Rings films, took a 70% drop-off week to week, 31.5 million, 145 million, 10 days of release. Tom Cruise's new action, Jack Reacher, opened to 17.5 million in business. Reviews are mostly good. This should perform well.
It'll work well
the
over
week.
The next week. Yeah, it'll do well over
this
the next week.
This is 40, which is Judd Apatow's new new semi-sequel to the movie Knocked Up, featuring the Paul Rudd and his wife, Leslie Mann, characters. Opening at 12 million, Rise of the Guardians plays fourth, which is an animated film, for 7.2 million, 80 million in 4 weeks of release. Disney re-released Monsters, Inc. in 3D, opening at just 6.5 million. Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen's road comedy, The Guilt Trip.
What a horrible.
Weekly.
Garbage.
You have no interest?
None. Less than
just
no
6.7
interest.
Million.
And I'd like to see Barbara Streisand, but Seth Rogen leaves me so cold. Man, this guy, how he's like Gaffalorinkus or whatever his name is, the two of
really?
Them.
Really?
Yeah.
I
open
actually,
him too.
I actually like him. I think he's interesting.
Good for you.
Three big movies open tomorrow. Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Django Unchained, Quentin Tarantino's movie, and Parental Guidance, which is a family film with Billy Crystal and...
that looks like it'd be fun. Hi, Gary in Chippewa Falls. What's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is Miracle on 34th Street.
That is correct, sir. Miracle on 34th Street. I didn't go as I was tempted to the fellow who called and said it was the Titanic. Hi, Gary. Merry Christmas. That's 59 after on good day.
So hang your stockings and say your prayers.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.